Are you sure you're ready to do this thing?
No. But I'm going to fake it as best as possible.
All right. Then I guess we should go ahead and get started. Oh, look, I already started recording. Hey, it's time for the new place-by-place fishing report featuring Mr. Robert Lukowitz. That's him over there. Say hi, Robert.
Hi, Robert.
And me, Captain Josh Olive, over here interrogating Robert and typing down the answers to the questions that I ask him about the places that we could go fishing and what kinds of things we might consider catching while we're at those places. And that begins right now with the Peace River, Harbor Heights, and upriver along with Shell Creek.
I wouldn't fish it.
Okay.
A handful of reports have been minimal at best. Just a few little snook up towards Shell Creek and a lot of little juvenile tarpon and gar rolling everywhere. But it's good for sightseeing, like we're just kind of briefly discussing.
Mm-hmm.
But fishing-wise, not so good. It's that time of year. I think it's going to be that consistent report for... It'll actually get worse over the next couple months.
Yes, it will. All right. I-75 Bridges, Dars Park Boat Ramp area.
A couple of black drum caught there at 75. And a baby bull shark by the same person that caught the couple of black drum. Other than that, that's the only one report I got.
Okay.
But it was his first black drum and his second black drum. So he had fun. One looked like it was about 25 pounds. The other one looked like maybe in the low teens.
Okay.
Still nice.
Nope, not bad at all.
For your first black drum, it's pretty darn good.
Sure is. The US 41 Bridges Live Oak Point Park.
Let's see. Some snook at night. Still been a couple of short cobia being caught there. A couple of bull sharks. A few black drum. Handful of trout, and I think that's pretty much it that I've heard of from a hodgepodge of different people, besides some little baby snappers.
Well, there's always some little baby snappers down there.
Yeah, pretty much. Have not heard of a legal size cobia at all this week down there. They've all been shorts.
Okay.
Unless you count the guy with the 9-foot tarpon again. Lots of those.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Every time he's there, he catches a 9-foot
tarpon. Every single time.
Every time.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I want to fish with him.
Yeah, I really don't.
Yeah, it's probably not worth it.
No.
The Lashley Pier is closed until further notice. I was looking to see if I can find any update to that online, and I cannot find an update. So.
No, and a customer said it was open, and while a customer was telling me that, the customer behind him said, no, it's still closed, but a couple people have been trying to sneak out on there because he's something with the marina. He's down there at the marina all the time. So he said, yeah, it's still closed.
Okay.
But didn't really have any more information.
Gotcha. All right. Well, how about the Bayshore Pier?
Bayshore Pier. One baby bull shark, one short cobia. And another guy caught two snook and an itsy-bitsy redfish.
Itsy-bitsy?
Yeah, like 12 inches. He thought it was a whiting at first.
Okay.
He got excited because it was going to be his first whiting ever off of there. And then he's like, he's watching it in the water. He's like, okay, whiting, whiting. No, pulled it out of the water and went, oh, it's a redfish. Nice.
So, in other words, slow.
Yes, pretty much.
That's what you're saying to me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, that's what I'm hearing. I just want to make sure.
That's exactly what I said. You didn't hear all that undertone?
I just want to make sure I picked it up correctly.
Okay.
I don't want to get it wrong.
Perfect.
So, the Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
Some snook at night. Not a lot, but a few. They've been getting a couple trout during the daytime. A couple of baby bull sharks. A bonnethead shark. And in the picture that I saw, it honestly looked like a baby hammerhead.
Okay.
It was at a little bit of an odd angle, but the guy said it was a baby hammerhead, and I'm looking at it and looking at it, and I'm pretty sure it was a baby hammerhead.
Okay.
Which is the second one I've heard of this week.
It's possible.
It's possible. You know, it was a crappy picture, but it really didn't look like a bonnethead from the angle.
All right.
But I've also seen pictures of bonnet heads where I would have never guessed that it was a bonnet head at the angle that it was.
Yes.
So.
Some of those can be tricky.
Yes.
Let's talk about what's been happening in the salt and brackish Port Charlotte canals.
A lot of little snook. A lot of little juvenile tarpon to stare at.
Little snook up to how big?
24 inches.
Okay.
Nothing exciting at all with those. Some sand bream. A few black drum being caught, but a lot more being seen. What else? That's about it. I didn't hear of any jacks this week, which is a little unusual.
Okay. And shrimp chunks for those sand bream?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely little pieces of shrimp.
Okay.
I caught one on dead shrimp the other day.
There you go.
Just freelined it out there and dink.
Just the one, huh?
I didn't try after that.
Ah.
Because the next cast was a catfish, which I wanted for bait, and that's the one I threw out.
Oh, okay. So you were done.
I was done.
Got your goal.
Got my little 12, 13-inch hardhead, put them on the hook, threw them back out.
And then you caught?
Nothing.
Oh.
For 2.5 hours, it sat out there going, doo-doo, doo-doo.
Two and a half hours.
Nothing.
Okay. What were you trying to catch?
Either a shark or a jewfish. I really want to catch a baby bull shark off my dock. My neighbors do it all the time, and I've never, ever caught one on my dock. Ever.
Gotcha.
So, kind of a frustrating thing.
A little bit of jealousy going on there?
Yes.
I see how it is.
I've lived there for 23 years and never caught one back there. The neighbors have lived there for 5 and catch at least a few every summer, winter, whatever.
Maybe you should fish off their dock.
I should.
The Eljabeen Pier.
I should. Well, let's see. Eljabeen Pier. Snook fishing at night. Been a lot of juvenile tarpon there in the early morning.
Are they hitting anything?
No. No. But nobody's really fishing for them that much. Most people are just dropping by and seeing them. Usually those fish can be a little bit more productive, but not always. There has been a couple of trout being caught there and a couple of Spanish mackerel cut off the seawall. Haven't heard of any snapper or black drum. A guy did hear the black drum down there thumping, but haven't heard of any being hooked.
Okay.
We could hear them in the backyard a few nights ago. That was kind of cool. It's always neat hearing them. Until you find out somebody got paid big bucks to study the noise. Like, where was I for that bid?
Right. Could have taken that grant money.
Yeah.
Run with it.
No kidding.
The Myakka River area from the bridge down to Marker 8.
Some Spanish mackerel. And then over at the Myakka Cutoff on the west end, I guess. The few trout and a few little snook. One guy caught them on white bait. The other guy caught his on shrimp and soft plastics.
Okay. Which would you recommend?
I'm going to do the soft plastics because I'm not going to sit out there and make myself crazy looking for bait for 2 hours to go fish for 2 hours. It's that hard to find.
Yeah. I saw some complaints on the Facebook page, guys going down to Jug Creek Shoals and trying to find bait and not getting it there either.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's been tough.
And one of them said he randomly found some bait in Redfish Pass. One of them said that he just searched and finally gave up because he couldn't find any anywhere.
Yeah. It's been extremely hard.
The South Gulf Cove canals.
Some tilapia and Mayan cichlids are the only ones I've heard about back in there. There's some kids coming down for summer break to visit their grandparents, and that's what they've been fishing for in the backyard and catching quite a few, actually. They had one of those Mayan cichlids that looked like it was probably 12 inches. It was a fairly good-sized one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I believe it. They both like worms or peeled shrimp.
Yeah, they were catching them on worms. They came in to buy more Wigglers and we were out. So they had to substitute with Nightcrawlers and still did just fine.
Worms.
Not a bad thing.
Worms.
Yep.
And if you can't get worms for bait, well, then just go get yourself a gas station egg salad sandwich. Then you'll have all the worms you want.
Nice. Gas station sushi.
Gross. The West Wall.
The West Wall. Lots of little snook. A few trout on top of the bar. That's it. Fairly quiet.
That is pretty quiet.
Well, I haven't heard of any redfish.
Now, but last
week... Today's the first redfish I saw in forever.
Last week when we talked about this, you said there were lots of little snook and a few trout, and also manatees.
Yeah. I haven't heard about the manatees this week.
Okay.
Did not hear about them at all. Pirate Harbor had a bunch of manatees the other day, according to two customers, but not the West Wall.
Robert and I went down to the Punta Gorda Elks Kids Fishing Derby this morning, where they were out there fishing off of the Elks Pier and Seawall, and there were a couple redfish caught out there.
Yeah. 170 kids and two legal-sized redfish caught. Both of them were caught from the seawall, by the way.
Yep.
Pretty cool. Opposite ends of the seawall, no less.
Yep. That's why I had wandered down to that other end, because I figured, well, maybe there's another one down here. And then, of course, it got caught by you, which was the other end of the seawall. Fortunately, yeah. You were there to take some pictures, so yeah. I haven't looked at them yet to see how they are, but I'm assuming they turned out fantastically, and I should be able to put them in waterline for next week.
I don't know about that, but...
That's what I'm making the assumption is going to happen.
Well, maybe
I'm assuming you got me a cover shot.
Okay.
We'll find out.
Well, maybe you'll be able to put a couple pictures on the Facebook Fish and Frank's Club page.
Yeah, I think we could probably put a couple pics out there, too.
Be good for some of the kids in general to see.
Well, and you guys sponsored that event, right?
Yeah, we helped out with it. I mean, we donated some of the bait and ordered in all the rods for them and sell the rods to them at cost. We're a little limited on our funds trying to get the shop running.
Understood, but
we can,
still.
We can sell it to them at cost. So
doing what you can, right?
It's for kids. It's for the kids, so it's a good thing. It was surprising, though. They were all pretty polite.
They were.
And I like the fact that almost all of them were walking with their rods straight up in the air the way they were taught. And that was pretty impressive to see.
Yep. I only saw one kid almost hook himself in the face.
Oh, I watched one almost hook his little brother in the face, too. Little sideways cast there.
Right?
Yep. But no, it's pretty good so far.
All right. Moving on with the reports. The Cape Hayes Bar.
Bonnet heads. Lots and lots of bonnet heads. Some black nose and sharp nose. A couple of pompano. A few trout and Spanish.
You're going way too fast here, buddy.
Type faster. Jeez. I thought your stenographer skills were a lot better than that.
I haven't even got past the sharks.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Sharks and what?
Sharks. A couple of pompano. A few trout. And some Spanish mackerel. Been pretty good over there. And flipper, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, flipper has not changed. I don't know what it's going to take for that. 10 more years of age.
I don't know.
But it'll train 27 other ones in the process.
Yeah, that's the problem. They keep teaching each other.
Yeah, it's sad. Habitual animals.
All right. Any mangrove snappers?
Nope.
Nothing else. Mangrove snappers this time.
No.
Redfish? So,
nope.
Flounder?
Nope.
Mahi?
No. Flying fish.
Just checking.
Nope.
But overall, decent place to fish?
Yeah, definitely a decent place to stop and fish for a little bit. Don't just blast through it real quick. Fish for it for a little bit. And seems to be doing fairly well.
And you might do that while you're on your way to Turtle or Bull Bay.
Which is doing really good. Lots of snook. Lots of little groups of snook that aren't cooperating. A whole lot of trout, which are cooperating. There has been bonnet heads in there. A couple of bull sharks of assorted sizes up to about 6 feet. One guy caught a little nurse shark in there, like a 4-footer, which you hardly ever hear of little nurse sharks.
Right.
And then the few mangrove snapper, and one guy caught 6 sheep's head in there fishing underneath the shacks.
Oh, okay.
He actually bought fiddler crabs and took them down there and had a good time. And he said he caught one nice one that was like, I think, 18 or 19 inches, I think he said, something like that.
Cool.
Yeah. So there's still a few around. That's why we still have fiddler crabs, because there's always those few guys that are either lucky or really, really good at knowing their stuff when it comes to those things, because they still want to buy the crabs.
Okie doke. And the redfish?
I haven't heard of any redfish except for Mike. Yeah. Not too good out there.
Not too good for the redfish.
Mm-mm.
That's all right. Got other species.
Yes.
All right. Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
Spanish mackerel, and that's it. And that's just around the area of the reef, not like on the reef.
So in the general area.
Yeah.
Okay. Gasparilla Sound.
Gasparilla Sound from, let's see, all of Whidden Bay has got a lot of trout. Quite a few snook, but mostly snook that are moving and not really looking to play. Not our way, anyway. A few assorted sharks. Ladyfish. A few Spanish mackerel. And a few bluefish. Kind of a mixed barrage down there. I would say it's a hair better than Cape Hayes Bar. But okay. I wouldn't say a lot better. Yeah, that's about all I got.
Okay. Then that's all I'll type.
Most people are just driving past it.
Most people usually do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's between Placida and Boca Grande, so that's just a drive-by area. Don't pay any attention to any of that stuff.
Nope.
Placida. The pier, the trestle, the Coral Creek Pier, and Gasparilla Pass.
They've caught a couple sheep's head off of there. Not a lot of numbers, but 3 different guys tell me they caught sheep's head. A couple bonnet head sharks. One guy did catch like a 5-foot bull. One oversized redfish at night, and a handful of snook at night. What else has been going on? Some tarpon have been rolling through there, but only a couple guys have hooked them because they're not trying to fish for them. But it's always fun to watch tarpon roll through there.
Mm-hmm. It's always fun to hook them, too, as long as...
As long as they throw the hook and I don't have to try to fight them there.
Right. It's a terrible place to try to actually fight one.
Mm-hmm. Especially since most of the time there's 2 light of tackle involved.
But that's okay. Hook them, cup the spool.
Yeah, I don't want to kill them.
You're all done.
Do not want to kill them.
Lemon Bay, Stump Pass area.
A lot of little snook. A few bluefish and a few Spanish mackerel.
Are they just in the pass, or have they been around the area also?
They've been around the area. One, the kayak guy said he didn't catch his usual trout, but he caught a few snook. And he caught a couple of small mangrove snapper out there on those grass flats.
Okay.
But he said his buddy's catching all that other stuff, just tootling around everywhere.
Now, we should have some big girls down there, though, too.
There should be.
There should be some big spawners.
Most people don't know how to fish for them, though.
That's...
100% true. And those big fish didn't get big being dumb either.
Yeah. And the water's clear. At least this weekend, there's not a whole lot of wave action going on.
Nope.
Going to make them that much harder.
Yes, it will.
Doesn't mean it's not possible.
True.
It's just that much harder.
True. Very, 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 very extremely true.
What do you know about the Anger Pier?
A few snook. Couple of Spanish mackerel, couple of sheep's head, And some small mangroves. Like very small.
How small? Like middle finger small?
8-10 inches.
Yeah.
Like not legal. Or just barely. Which, what are you going to do, put it on a cracker? So why is it the majority of the ones we catch out here actually really dog snapper? And yet you never hear of any big dog snapper being caught offshore.
I don't think the majority are dog snapper. I think we do have some dog snapper, but I think that they're not quite as common as we think they are.
Really?
I do think that. You know why I think that?
Why?
Because we don't ever see any dog snapper offshore.
Okay. So blue dots under the eyes versus no dots under the eyes?
Yeah, that's not a good...
That isn't?
It's not the best metric to go by.
So you got to count the rays on the fins?
You count rays on fins. You got to look at the tooth patch on the roof of the mouth.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't just go by the coloration.
See, I thought the color was a pretty good one to go by on that particular species.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Okay.
Especially when they're juveniles.
Gotcha. Okay, that's interesting.
Taking it out to the Gulf of Mexico, bottom fishing and trolling reefs and wrecks.
Oh, let's see. Within 20 miles, it's been a few grunts, porgies, some short snappers, and some sheep's head. But 20 to 35, a lot of nice lean snapper. A few, but good mangrove snapper. Let's see what else we got. Grouper bite's been terrible. Yeah, I don't know what else I got out there.
Red snapper?
Yeah, if you're hiring a charter for hire.
Well, we're getting to the point now. Today's the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Your recreational red snapper opens on the 16th.
So next Friday.
Before we do another one of these reports, should be open.
Well, they're catching them in 130 to 190 feet of water. Because several guys have hired some captains to take them out from Sarasota, Venice, and Fort Myers. So, good mixed distances of fish, but all fairly decent sized fish. What would you guess the ones they caught the other day were? High 20s, maybe 30 inches?
Mid-20s.
Mid-20s?
Yeah.
Okay.
They weren't bad fish.
No.
They weren't great fish.
No. But they worked really hard at it. The captain and the mate are pretty amazing up there.
We hearing anything about tuna, bonita, mahi?
One blackfin. Nothing else except for the few Spanish that are in closer.
Okay.
Nope. Got nothing else.
Venice jetties then.
Snook at night. A couple of oversized redfish being caught there at night. Daytime, I sent some mangrove snapper. One or two sheep's head that have actually been hooked, not just seen. And that's about all I got.
Okay. Do, 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 do. That's not how you spell that. Please hold while I fix my typo. There we go. All right, Punta Rasa, no reports until further notice. Redfish Pass.
Redfish Pass, snook. A couple of tarpon. And a couple of Spanish mackerel. That's it. Nothing else.
Okay. Captiva Pass.
A few snook, quite a few tarpon moving in and out through the pass. They aren't staying, they're just passing through, but there's been quite a few where you could position yourself out front or in the backside and stand a good chance. They've caught a couple trout in the surrounding area around there. And Spanish mackerel also. It's not too bad down there.
Okie dokie. Are we still having to use crabs for tarpon down here too?
Yeah, that seems to be the better bait going right now with consistency. They are starting to feed a little bit on thread fins and a little bit on bait busters, but crabs are still outperforming them both combined.
Gotcha. All right, I assume the same is also true in Boca Grand Pass?
Almost a mirror image, except for there's a lot more tarpon. I mean, snook, Spanish, a couple of bluefish. But tarpon have been pretty darn good in there. It's kind of nice. But they are starting to break apart a little bit more.
Well.
Full moon's over.
Yep.
Got one more decent-sized summertime party, then it'll really change things up.
I'm ready for that.
Right. So you got also the what the heck was it that the guy was a barracuda, but I couldn't tell if it was a sennit or not because it was a little guy. It was only like 15 inches long.
Okay.
He caught it over there at the quarantine rocks.
I always look at the tail.
How do you tell the tail?
So barracudas have that point in the middle of the tail.
Mm-hmm.
They have that from the time they're very young.
Okay. And the sennit doesn't?
Sennit doesn't. Sennit tail is just a standard fork tail.
Okay. I'll have to look at that. I'll have to look at a couple pictures of that and see how that works out.
Let's talk about surf fishing, walking the Gulf beaches.
Oh, let's see. Lots of snook. A few bonnethead sharks.
Do you have to be close to a pass for the snook?
No. No. They're getting up a blind pass. Couple of guys are seeing them and catching them up there at Casperson's Beach. Quite a few whiting. Couple of very short flounder. Spanish and bluefish have been kind of coming close to shore at different spots throughout the day. Not too bad.
Sharks?
Bonnetheads, couple. You know what's weird is like the land-based guys have not been all over the place. We've had quite a handful in this year, but nobody's like ranting and raving about big bulls or hammers or even a tiger. Have you heard of any or even seen any on Fakebook?
Nope, not a bit.
So they're, well, they ain't getting smarter. That would be giving them way too much credit.
Are not.
It's a pretty off year for it, huh?
It really must be.
Huh. Just thought about that. Unless you're in Egypt and you get eaten by one.
Well.
Come on.
It happens.
It does.
It's all right.
I don't want to have that happen to me.
I don't want it to happen to me either.
Huh.
But sometimes you get in the water. Sharks in the water?
Yeah.
Our happens. Shark?
Nope.
And
nope. Nope. And
farewell
nope.
Farewell and adieu to you fair Spanish ladies. Matt Lachey?
Nice touch. Matt Lachey, they're getting a lot of snook down there at night. Kid was in yesterday buying some NLBNs to go down there because him and his buddies have been catching a few good-sized snook each night, like in the mid to upper 30s.
Ooh.
He was catching some trout during the day, but he said there started to be too many people fishing there, so he gave up on the daytime fishing.
Okay. I can see that.
Yeah. That's about all I've heard of.
Okay. South end of Pine Island Sound, no reports till further notice. The north end of Pine Island Sound, rat, cat, Mondongo, Patricio, associated areas such as that.
Patricio and over by Cabbage, they've been getting a lot of trout. Like some good-sized trout in the high teens and a few in the low 20s. A few Spanish mackerel. Lots of tarpon being seen coming through in little groups. Nobody's really hooking them, but people are seeing them. And then a scattered amount of snook, mainly up against the shoreline and under the bushes. But they're also moving quite a bit. Hasn't been incredible, but decent. And they say the water's really, really, really pretty clear.
Clear and bathwater warm.
I guess. I like it that way.
I know you do.
And I know you don't. You like it about 10 degrees chillier.
Jug Creek Shoal and Boquilla.
Trout. That's the only report I've gotten down there is trout. Well, wait a minute. The other guy, he did catch a bunch of Spanish mackerel up there towards Boquilla along with some trout. Actually, I had a customer in the other day asking where he could go to catch puffers.
Okay.
Thought that was pretty interesting.
Well, people eat those things, you know.
I know they do. But it was kind of interesting. And asked him if he was from up north, and he said, yep. I think he said from Massachusetts or something like that. Like, well, we don't have the big puffers that you guys do. And they're a little harder to catch here, unless you got a soft plastic and they bite the tail off. Every one of them. I love.
You can always put a stinger hook in there.
Right. You could.
By the way, that was for Robert's girlfriend and not for me, just so we're clear on that. So. That was for Robert's life partner, Christina. Do you prefer that? Is that better? Burnt store in Two Pines.
You started it. You should know better. A few trout. A lot of ladyfish. Been some bonnethead sharks over there also. And that's it.
Okay. And that's it.
That's it.
The East Side Keys, Cormorant Keys, Sneaky Creek, Pirate Harbor, and that general area.
So the kid that caught that redfish we took pictures of?
Uh-huh.
Him and his dad and all them have been fishing down there around Pirate Harbor and the Lower East Side.
Uh-huh.
He actually told me that they caught a couple redfish the other day. A bunch of little snook. Hooked a couple juvenile tarpon inside Pirate Harbor. And hooked one tarpon inside on the bar while looking for snook and redfish. Little guy. He got them all on white bait, which he said was hard to find the one day and a little easier to find the following day when they went out, because he's a firefighter, so he's 24 on, 7, you know, 48 off.
Right.
What else did he say he caught? They caught a couple of bonnet heads there on the east side. And that's about it. And that was Monday, Tuesday, or Tuesday, Wednesday they did that.
Okay.
It was within the last couple of days. So it's a fairly freshy report.
We like fresh reports.
Yes.
Alligator Creek.
It's about time to hear something on a redfish.
Right. Gator Creek, Poacher's Cut, Skating Rink.
Jacks. A guy catching jacks in there. A guy caught a blue runner in there.
What?
He caught a blue runner in there.
One very lost blue runner.
He had a picture of it. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Because he said, I caught a small jack, but it looked a little funny. I'm like, did you take a picture? He says, my wife actually did. It had to be a blue runner.
Was it in with a school of jacks?
No, he caught it just trolling. He was trolling his way out.
That's weird.
I'm like, okay. It was it was 8 inches, 10 inches.
All right, so working theory, somebody emptied their bait well on the way back in.
That was kind of my thought process on it, but That one year, we did have that guy that was catching the bigger filefish and blue runners on the alligator reef in, like, April, May.
Sure.
Which is a little more realistic, but definitely strange.
Hmm. Okay.
Sorry, something blew up last night, and she goes, what was that? I said, coelacanth.
Well, coelacanths don't do that. Coelacanths more roll, so... All right, so we
have fun with it.
Literally a one-word fishing report here, Jax.
Jax. That's
okay,
it. That's literally it. I haven't heard of anything else.
All right, then how about Ponce de Leon Park?
A couple of black drum, a few very, 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 very small snapper, and a couple of snook, but mostly looking at them and catching them. I guess somebody called the cops on a guy the other day because he is actually trying to throw his cast net on the snook.
Of course.
Yeah. Why does that not surprise me? People are so goofy. Let's see, we got 400 witnesses here. I'm going to do it anyway. Dee-dee-dee, you deserve to get caught.
Yep.
And hung up by your toenails.
And hang your net on the rocks.
There you go, even better.
PGI canals.
Tie him by his toenails in the tree. With the cast net?
PGI canals.
Okay. Lots of little snook. Some black drum. More black drum starting to cooperate. Small mangrove snapper. Plenty of catfish. And a handful of juvenile tarpon just mainly showing off and frustrating people. Showing off their little pretty scales and going, yeah, you would like some of this, but you ain't getting none. Nope.
Okay. The Gilchrist Pier.
That's actually back open.
It is back open. And after having gotten that report last week, I have not gone down there to physically look at the pier, but I did look it up online. Apparently, it opened up at the end of May.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it tells you how...
I'm sorry, April. End of April.
At the end of April.
Yeah.
Great.
So we're just behind the times.
Just a little slow, yeah. We're like the little Pony Express kind of thing.
We find out eventually.
Yeah. Hey, well, we can't help it if we don't get informed.
Right.
I can't drive all over the place to double check all this stuff. Not going to happen. Let's see. One baby bull shark. Couple of small snapper. And they did catch a whiting off of there while they were catching those snapper.
Okay. I'm guessing this is one angler's report?
Yes, one angler.
Okay. The Alligator Creek Reef.
Let's see. I got nothing there.
No
several
reports.
People fishing it, looking for the mangrove snapper. One guy was looking for cobia. They saw a couple Spanish jump, but that was it. They couldn't even catch the Spanish while trolling around over it. You know, been a lot off. A little weird.
Nobody caught anything.
No. It's a little odd.
That is a rough report right there.
It is. Well, so many people are out there chasing tarpon, so the reports are very, very inconsistent and crappy.
No, and I get that part. I expect that to be the case, but when you get several people fish it, and even see fish out there, and nobody catches anything anyway...
Yeah, that's ooh. That's pretty bad. That's even worse.
Ah, the 20-foot holes.
20-foot holes. Spanish mackerel. Spanish mackerel, and a couple of black nose and sharp nose sharks. One guy got freight trained by what he believes was probably just a much, much bigger shark than he was intending to target. But never saw it, so it's all just hypothetical.
Right. Well, knowing how those black noses are, it might have just been a 40-inch black nose.
Right, exactly. I like catching them. They're fun.
Those things will freight train you.
Hey, I will take them on with a bull shark of equal size. I think the black nose is a tougher fight.
Oh, yeah. No question. All right, let's get on to this bait fish report here.
Good luck. Literally, good luck.
Okay, but there's got to be something, okay? Last week we talked about where we had some bumper, we talked about some threadies, we talked about some skipjacks, pinfish.
There's some threadies scattered throughout the harbor, but whitebait has been extremely difficult to find. You know, like Tony was telling me earlier, you know, he couldn't find whitebait the one day and then went back out the next day and found some. You know, the guys are running down to Jug Creek and not finding any. Guys are running over to Devilfish, finding a little bit today and nothing tomorrow. The only consistent thing about the whitebait is that it's not consistent. And I have not heard of anyone getting pinfish, and I did not hear of any of the bumper today or this week.
Okay. Alrighty then.
That's about all I got.
That's where we'll stand with that. The freshwater canals, creeks, rivers, ponds, lakes, etc.
Some of the little spillways are starting to flow along some of the freshwater canals, so they're picking up some bluegill and a few bass. Have you seen Matt Stevens posting some of his little videos of him fishing lately?
Yeah, I did. Well, he moved.
I know. Where'd he move to?
Somewhere over on the East Coast.
Oh, I thought he was still up in Tampa.
No, they moved over somewhere else, and he said with this move, there's going to be a lot more freshwater fishing. So he's gotten kind of rejuvenated and excited with that going on. He's got new things to learn.
So you physically talked to him?
No.
No?
No, I have not.
I gotcha.
Just through the internets.
Gotcha. I like watching his little fishing. I thought he was getting back into his little man on the pier thing.
Nope, he's going to be the man in the creek.
Right.
What he's going to be.
There you go. Yeah, haven't heard of anything else other than the few bluegill and the few bass. But hearing about the few bluegill is nice rather than Mayan cichlids and tilapia.
Right.
So I'll take that.
Understood. All right, do we need to do a tarpon map?
The tarpon map's easy. Boca Grande Pass and the beaches. Anywhere else is just, maybe. I haven't, you know, a couple people are seeing a couple roll here and there in the harbor, but then they go to look for them and can't find them, so it's basically to the beach or to the pass.
All right, the beach is going how far north and south of the pass and how far out?
The furthest I've heard is Sanibel, and the farthest north, Sarasota. I mean, one of our customers, he actually lives in Venice, and he's been running up towards Sarasota because he said there's that kind of like Minnesota to Venice, there's less people, and from the jetties north, there's less people going towards Sarasota.
Mm-hmm. How far out do you think?
Anywhere from a quarter mile out to about 2 miles. They're running pretty close. And here's the other thing. We were talking about all the fish running towards the beaches.
Uh-huh.
Got these two guys that come in, young guys. They're landscapers, but they're 20s. They come in here every other day. You'll see them tonight, probably. The tall kid with the long hair and then the shorter, quieter one with the long hair.
Okay.
Literally, they're in here 4 days a week. They've been going up to Sharky's a lot. Two different people have hooked tarpon up there off the pier. Both fish ran to the beach and stayed along the beach, and the one guy was able to land his climbing down and jumping down and running down the beach after it and landed it.
Okay, but that's weird.
I understand, but it's weird that it's even guys up there are having the same scenario that we've been seeing here.
That's just weird.
I've never heard of this like this. It's odd.
Somebody needs to tell these tarpon how they're supposed to act.
One more thing to get you to scratch your head a little bit more.
I guess. I can't scratch my head that much more. I've already got a bald spot.
Nice.
All right. Do you have anything to add to this report, sir?
No.
Would you like to have your woman come over here and insult me one more time before we go?
No.
All right. That's fine. Then I guess we'll wrap this thing up.
All right.
Say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.